I'm happy to be speaking with Mr. Joe King Can Kelly, someone who's very well known in the townships. For several years, he's been collecting bottles and cans for various fundraisers. Before you tell me about the bottle and can collection, can you tell me how you got your name, King Can Kelly?
Well, I guess it came from two different sources. Bobby Delaney here in Richmond. I guess because I was clicking all sort of cans, and so then he called me King Can Kelly, and then my cousin up in Ottawa, like he's a hockey fan, and he said, well, if you're King Can Kelly, and then he made me like a Stanley Cup, you know, for King Can Kelly there.
Okay. Now, this was before, was this before you started collecting the bottles and cans for the fundraisers?
Oh, no. This was after this had been going on at that.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's how you got the name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was, you know, maybe I was into this for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many years have you actually been doing this, collecting bottles and cans for fundraisers?
Oh, I got to say around 12, 13 years there.
Wow.
Yeah, started off with Bev Haber-Smith, her granddaughter. She is a trampoline athlete, and they went to Australia, you know, and they had to pay a lot of their own expenses. So I thought, well, maybe to give her a hand, I would collect bottles and cans and all that, you know. So ended up, I think, the first time with like a couple of $100 or something. Yeah, and then after that, then Terry Fox seemed to, come around the bend, and then one thing led to another. And I think I must have collected for about 15, 20 different causes there, and then... right now I have four. I sort of do it in the quarters, like the first quarter. Now it's the Townshipers Foundation. Before that, it was the Adaptive Sports Foundation with Peter Tracy of Knowlton. And then I have my Camp Action Biblique here in Richmond. And then I go into my Terry Fox, which is my biggest one. And then I do the Wales Homa.
Oh, I see. So you've got different projects going throughout the whole year.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I keep saying, well, maybe I'll take a break, you know. The next thing I know, there's a pile of bottles and cans under Bev's deck, you know.
Right.
So I just got to keep going, you know.
Wow. For the month of April, you were also collecting for the Richmond churches, right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Because... I noticed that churches that struggling financially, so thought, well, maybe for 1 month, well, whatever they can gather in empties, well, I would cash them in and then give the money to the individual churches based upon what they have given me, you know.
And 2 weeks ago, something happened with the Wales Home. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because you had collected for the Wales Home.
Well, the Wales Home, yeah, that was last year's campaign. Their Wales Home Foundation, it ended the end of March. But I had collected four of them from October to December. And then at their end of foundation campaign, they had a event there, and then that's where I announced that I collected over $1,200 for them.
Wow, that's amazing.
I guess so. I mean, I'm lucky to have people to support me, you know, and they believe in my causes as well. So
that's right. That's great. And I think most people are happy to hand over the bottles and the cans to you, because a lot of people don't like going to the store and cashing them in, do they?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's easy for them to drop them off here and that. Yeah, and see what happens. How I cash them in, like my soft drink bottles and cans, is a company up in Axonvale. They come and pick up my empties here.
Okay.
So instead of me going to the local stores and the machines or bring bags over to the stores there. So, like, in a way, it's, I'm on the same level, say, as a bar or a Maxi's, you know. The truck comes and picks up all the empties.
Right. So for people living in the Richmond area, where can they drop off their empties?
Well, as a rule, like under Bev Taber-Smith's deck, you know, at 8 Melbourne Avenue North.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they have a big quantity, they would phone me at 826-3900. 29.
Okay.
You know, and I would pick some up. Like yesterday, I picked some up at the Danville Legion and from Mrs. Armstrong in Danville as well, you know. So, I mean, mm-hmm. and then, you know, so I mean, and then in Lenoxville, well, I'm fortunate to have the townshipper's office where they collect the empties for me. And then.
And what is the address for the Townshippers Association
office?
Oh,
it's on the Queen Street.
I think it's 10257.
I think it's like that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there a special time?
Oh, I guess from 8:30 until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Mary Gunter, who lives in Durham Sud, you know, like she brings the empties here, or the odd time Bev Tabor-Smith might bring some, or if I'm in Lenoxville, I would bring some as well as that.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. It's a great idea, and you've done a lot of good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the people in the area are really very, very happy to have you do this kind of thing.
Yeah, people volunteer in different ways, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. like some people, they work with elderly people or the sick or handicapped. And
right.
So I'm collecting bottles and cans, and I'm meeting people in the meantime.
That's it, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but altogether, I think I've raised from day one, I think I figured over $60,000 there. Too.
Wow, that's quite a figure. That's yeah. quite a large amount.
Yeah. Well, with my Terry Fox, like that's my biggest one. I collected over 4,000 last year. But for that, I get charitable donations as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like of the 4,000 plus, I had 1,400 of... donations, and the rest were all bottles and cans.
Right. And so should people put their name on the box?
Yeah, I prefer it, yeah, because that way there, you know, I mean, I know who it is, and then I can thank him, you know. It's a,
right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Joe King Can Kelly.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you
yes.
for the time, and thank you for doing this great deed in the community.
Well, I figure, you know, if I'm healthy enough to do it, well, why not?
Yes, yeah. of mm-hmm. course. Thank you very much.
You take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.